Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Poison floating out to sea now threatens life on land. Don't go near the water. Ain't it safe?
Well, somehow our producer Mary found perhaps the most depressing Beach Boys song ever written. But it is indeed time to talk about our waterways as we move from Ask a Climate Scientist to Ask an Oyster Man, or more specifically, Ask an Oyster Man turned teacher turned possible New York Harbor savior. Recently on the show, we spoke with U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan. Maybe you heard it about some of the Sandy rebuilding programs taking place in our area. And he went out of his way to cite the Billion Oyster Project, an effort to bring oyster beds back to New York's polluted harbor. What's the connection between oysters and Sandy, Secretary Donovan?
One of the teams is working with the Harbor School in New York to use oyster beds as a natural way to better reduce the power of waves in the next storm. And this has been scientifically proven that it can dramatically reduce the power and size of waves. But we've got now students working with these oyster beds, learning how to be aquaculturists. And that's exactly the kind of engagement that we have, even with kids, to really change the way that they think about how we live and to prepare them for jobs in the future that can be part of both a new economy in New York, but a new way to protect our city as well.
Housing and Urban Affairs Secretary Sean Donovan on the show recently discussing the Billion Oyster Project, part of the work done by the New York Harbor School, a public school located on Governor's Island, which builds its entire curriculum around New York waterways. Pete Malinowski is Aquaculture Program Director of the New York Harbor School. He's with us. He's also director of the Billion Oyster Project. Also joining us are two of his students, Benai Nedrick and Aaron Nolan. Pete, Benai, Aaron, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Pete, we were actually planning on having you at some point anyway, I'll mention, to talk about how oysters can clean the local waterways. And then Sean Donovan mentioned your project on the show, completely unprompted. So do you want to start there in terms of the connection between oyster beds, sea levels, and big storms like Sandy?
Yeah, well, historically, oyster reefs played New York Harbor is full of oyster reefs, and they can play a role in attenuating waves during storm events or during just windy days. And they're absolutely not a single solution for rising sea levels, and they won't hold the water out in the case of a 14-foot storm surge. But by reducing wave heights, they can make the storm surge come ashore more gently, increase the perception of risk, and reduce things like erosion and land loss and ultimately loss of life.
And listeners, we have a few minutes here if you want to talk oysters with the folks behind the Billion Oyster Project. We'll discuss the environmental effects of oysters, but we can also do a little cultural history of oysters in New York if you want. So if you have any questions about oysters as they relate to New York's waterways, it's an oyster man turned harbor school teacher. Ask an oyster man turned harbor school teacher, 212-433-WNYC, if you want to talk to Pete Malinowski, or Benai or Aaron, students at the harbor school. So, Benai, how much do you talk explicitly about climate change at the harbor school as a centerpiece of the education?
Well, at the harbor school, we do a lot of hands-on activities in our classes and things like that. So, basically, when we do these activities, we learn things every day. Like when we go out and do water quality testing, we see for ourselves firsthand how the New York Harbor is. So we learn new things about it every day, like the waves and how different surges and different
Like a storm surge?
Yeah, storm surges and tides. Like we learned about different storm surges and tides because before, I used to live like closer into the city, like in Brooklyn. I didn't see any water edge. I didn't know anything about oyster farming or even the New York waterway. Working at New York's Harbor School like enlightened me a lot.
And Aaron, tell us about the Billion Oyster Project. Is that just a catchy number or is that the actual goal? What's 1 billion oysters look like anyway?
No, that's our actual goal. We're trying to restore the oyster population of the New York Harbor, and we're starting by planting 1 billion oysters into the harbor. We're not quite there yet, but we have a good amount already in the water.
A goal of 1 billion by 2030, Pete, I understand, with 100 acres of oyster reefs.
That's the number we're going with.
And where are these oyster beds going to be located?
So through the Rebuild by Design project, which Secretary Donovan was referring to, that there's a pilot project that would be on the south shore of Staten Island. Right now, we currently have reefs that we're expanding right off the east coast of Governor's Island and at the mouth of the Bronx River. And those are just reefs that have shown development patterns consistent with future restoration just due to the live oysters showing up on them and the oysters surviving. And so we're building those reefs bigger.
And so, Aaron, how much would this matter and why? Too hard a question?
I can't even explain how much it matters. Oysters are a keystone species, so we're not only helping the oyster population revive itself. We're going to be helping so many more animals in the harbor and the water quality itself. So it's not just the animals, it's the actual water. We're going to improve the harbor majorly through this project.
Pete, you want to continue on that? I mean, oysters do natural filtration of water, but how much? Like, could oysters alone clean up the Gowanus Canal?
Well, I mean, the short answer is no. There are things in the Gowanus Canal that oysters cannot remove. So what they can do is they can play a big role in reducing the impact of our nitrogenous waste that goes into the harbor every day through our treated sewage. It's the biggest pollutant in New York Harbor. It comes in every day. And oysters are a natural link in the nitrification and denitrification cycle and can help that those nutrients coming to the harbor that result in phytoplankton blooms and hypoxic conditions can help cycle it out into nitrogen gas so they can leave.
Let's take a phone call. John in Bradley Beach. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
How you doing? Great that you're talking about oysters, and I'm really happy to know that it's actually one of the designs in the Rebuild by Design contest. So looking forward to seeing that one win. Culturally, there's a book called Oyster Wars, and it's actually written by Rutgers professor and all about New York, New Jersey harvesting oysters in this area and their cultural significance. And one little fact, there was a company trying to harvest oysters from Barnegat Bay, and they got licensed by the state to do that for human consumption just before Sandy hit, so they sort of got wiped out. But I know they're back online. It's called 40 North, as in 40 degrees latitude north. 40 North oysters are from Barnegat Bay, and people can now get oysters to eat that are from New Jersey at the Jersey Shore. So check them out this summer.
All right. But, Pete, I assume that the oysters that you're talking about in the Billion Oysters Project are not to be eaten, since it's basically their job to absorb all the bad stuff in the water, right?
Exactly. I would like to think that option would never be on the table. If we're ever able to eat the oysters in New York Harbor, it will only be because they're below whatever federal maximums there are for all these terrible things that we're not supposed to put in our bodies. And in addition to that, it's an important habitat type. So I would say it's similar to logging Doug firs in the Pacific Northwest, right? It's an important and disappearing habitat type that, in my opinion, should never be taken advantage of.
Is anybody stealing your traps so they can catch their own oysters for cocktail hour?
It's a legitimate concern of the regulatory agencies that we work with, that New Yorkers will not have the self-restraint to see something like an oyster in New York Harbor, and they won't be able to help themselves from just harvesting it and feeding it to their families. But, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Steven in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steven.
Hey there, thank you. I'm curious, where are you planning to source your oysters from? I know to restore the oyster population in the Chesapeake Bay, there was a few years ago some considerations about introducing some Japanese oysters, and then ecologists were criticizing that on the basis of invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you plan to get the oysters from, and how will you prevent any encroachment from an invasive?
Great question. Benai, do you happen to know?
We get our oysters from Fisher's Island. We get our oysters on the northern side of the America. That's where we get our oysters from.
We use only eastern oysters, so it's all the same species. Our goal is to, as much as possible, use oysters that are harvested from New York Harbor as our brood stock. So then we're restoring not just the native species, but the local variety of that species. We also source oysters from commercial hatcheries when our hatchery on Governor's Island needs that support. And we get Fisher's Island, New York, and there's actually a hatchery in Maine called Muskonga's Bay Aquaculture. We get a lot of oysters.
You know, Benai, we've had so many conversations on this show about New York's waterways and all kinds of things pertaining to New York's waterways, but it's easy to forget that this is a city of water. This is a city where so much of it is surrounded by water. If you do live more inland, like you were describing for yourself before, has this changed the way you think about what it means to be a New Yorker going to the Harbor School for high school?
Yeah, it definitely did. It showed me that garbage really travels. Garbage travels a long way. It showed me that, like, before I used to litter, but I don't litter as much now because I actually think about where it goes when it rains, that it actually runs off into the waterways that we use for, like, recreational uses to, like, kayak and swim. And I don't want to see our, like, community like this. I would like to see it much cleaner. And I think that oysters is the best way to start.
Aaron, same question.
Well, I come from, like, Flatbush, Brooklyn, so I don't have any water really near me. And going to the Harbor School, you're kind of forced into, like, this new awareness of your environment. You learn so much more about the water that's surrounding you. It's really easy to forget that it's there, but the school opens your eyes, and it's definitely taught me some major things on how to just improve my environment.
Do you take a boat to school every day?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, so the boat's in Manhattan, but most kids actually take trains to the ferry, and then it's just a 7-minute ferry ride.
And do you have bad weather days, Pete, where the kids get off from school because you can't navigate down to Governor's Island on that ferry?
You know, we don't. We're there. If there's a citywide snow day, then we don't go in. And there's some, you know, our ferry doesn't run if there's over 35 knots of wind, but they have backup plans and other ferries that can fill in for it in that situation.
And I see, Pete, that you're not just an environmental science teacher. You come from an actual oyster family. Your father is an oyster man on Fisher's Island. Give us your top oyster eating tips. You walk into a restaurant, you see all the options on the menu, oysters from the East Coast, oysters from the West Coast, Gulf of Mexico. What do you look for and what makes oysters taste different?
Well, my favorite oysters are from Long Island Sound and North on the East Coast. I would say the best way to eat them is in a boat at the farm, pull them out of the water and try them just as they are.
So don't eat oysters from New York Harbor, but they're clean enough to eat from off Long Island?
Yes. There's many farms in Long Island Sound, and the reason you can't eat them in New York Harbor, the main reason is because every time it rains more than a quarter of an inch, the sewage treatment plants are inundated and raw sewage flows into the water. This is a problem on Long Island Sound, too, and wherever people live near the water. But in Long Island Sound, it takes a 3-inch rain event, which happens once or twice a year. In New York City, it's every time it rains, which amounts to 30 to 50 days a year, effectively closing the whole season.
Pete Malinowski is a teacher at the New York Harbor School and the man behind the Billion Oyster Project. Benai Nedrick and Aaron Nolan are two of his students. Thanks to all of you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And that wraps up our 2-hour Earth Day family meeting on The Brian Lehrer Show. It's the end of the world as we know it, or not.